Bryant Street Publishing presents Luscious by Melissa Schroeder. Read for you by Patrick Garrett and Amanda Stribling.
For Joy Harris. Because when I said camos and cupcakes, you smiled, and I knew I had a winner. Love, Mel. Chapter 1. Harry. The fine hairs on the back of my neck tingle, signaling a shift in the air. Need clenches my gut as I try to control my reaction, but I know it's a losing battle. Without turning around, I know she has just stepped into our bakery. The woman I shouldn't be hung up on, but dream about on a regular basis. EJ, Ileana. She hates her first name, opting to go by her initials. It's odd, because the name fits her. I've never met a woman who is so utterly feminine, just like her name. From the long maxi dresses she wears, to the fact that she looks like the 21st century version of a bombshell, Ileana fits her to a T. Still, I would never use the name again. I learned that lesson the hard way. The one time I did use it, she threatened to kill me. Not directly. Instead, she offered me a sweet, beautiful smile, and her eyes twinkled. Then she said, "It'd be a shame if Ed and Fritz have to run the shop without you, and your poor mama would miss you." Her deep southern accent had dripped with honeysuckle sweetness, but there was no doubt in my mind that she had just threatened my life. Was that why my dick stood at attention every time she appeared? Probably. Mainly because I haven't been interested in a woman in the last 6 months. Longer, really. She's the only woman who drew my attention and made my blood beat with desire. I think if I could avoid her, I might be able to get over her. Unfortunately, she's my sister's best friend. Add in the fact that her shop is right across the hall from our cupcake shop. It's absolutely impossible to avoid her. I roll my eyes. Jesus, now I sound like an idiot. Either way, the fact that a woman threatened me with bodily injury and I sport a hard-on whenever I'm around her makes me one sick fuck. I blame my parents. Just don't tell my mother. I brace myself and turn around. She's smiling at me over the heads of some of the women in the shop. She's tall, so tall that when she wears heels, I wouldn't have to bend down to kiss her. For a guy who's over 6'3", that's a tantalizing idea. I can just imagine pressing my mouth to hers, both of us standing there as I thrust into her. Damn it! There I go again. I need to stop fantasizing about her. I've been telling myself that for months, but, of course, my dick doesn't agree. He thinks that I should just appease him with a long, hard fuck with EJ. He doesn't understand that EJ's not interested. And just so you know, the fact that I talk about my dick like he has separate thoughts is just between us, okay? I wait until she makes her way over to the side of the counter through the bevy of women hanging out in line. One woman, a petite blonde with a permanent resting bitch face and the personality to match it, tosses EJ a nasty look. EJ seemingly ignores her, except for the slight smile curving one side of her mouth. I know all her smiles, and that's the one where she knows she's in charge. Fuck, that's sexy, and my dick wholeheartedly agrees.
"Harry,"
she says with that deep, sultry accent. I try not to fall down at her feet and beg her for a pet. "EJ." Her smile fades, and I know I irritated her. It isn't that I want to. My flirting with EJ is part 8-year-old boy. I don't know what it is about her, but she makes me want to pull on her pigtails. Definitely immature and cliche, but I can't seem to control myself, which, for me, is saying something. "What do you need?"
"I was wondering if we could chat about working out an idea that would be beneficial to each of us."
"I don't know. Do you think we can?" Her eyes narrow, and I bite back my own smile. She might exude honey when she speaks, but there is nothing as sexy as EJ when she's mad at me. Remember, I said I was a sick fuck. I am. Mainly when I'm thinking of EJ, or in her presence, or dreaming about her. Okay, anything to do with EJ leaves me frustrated, and damn it,